was born about 10,000 years ago. There ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Put Coronado on the trail, I've tied knots in the devil's tail, and I'll walk the man who says it isn't so.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We are having a great time this morning. You know, when we started the 7 o'clock hour, I wasn't sure it was worth getting up that early, Romy. But you know what? It is. It's got some perks. You drive in and there's nobody on the highway. How often does that happen? Not very often. I love that. I love the cool of the morning, just the quiet, and the people we get to meet. And this morning we're visiting with Dolan Ellis, and just wanted to read you the lyrics of his song, The Balladeer. I write the songs, but not for fame. My songs belong to the sun and rain. Forget my face, forget my name, just call me the Balladeer. So, hey, Balladeer, we're so glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about going forward from here. What do you think? Passing the baton, yeah, you were kind of talking about? Or
I don't really do as many gigs as I used to. I do maybe about 30 things a year now. And, you know, at the height of my career as the balladeer, I was doing over 1,000 shows a year.
How do you
Can
do
you
that?
Imagine
no,
that?
I can't. That's impressive.
Well, I was doing three 1-hour shows a night in nightclubs and plus TV specials and recording. And I don't know how I did it. There's no way I could today.
What has been your favorite venue over the years? I'm sure that's hard to pick just one, but
no, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
It really isn't. I guess my favorite venue is the Arizona Folklore Preserve.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's a folklore center that I set up and established in southern Arizona. It's up in beautiful Ramsey Canyon, and it's just a gorgeous place. A little creek runs right by the front door of the folklore center, and it's got a little state-of-the-art performing auditorium there. It seats about 60 people. And we're open on the weekends. I perform there one weekend a month. And we have folk musicians and storytellers and cowboy poets and that sort of thing every weekend all year long. And it's just a really a delightful place. And it's built and set up by a performer. So it's, it's set up just really nice. We have it all. We can archive there. Every show is videotaped. We have that all set up so it runs automatically and everything. And it is now, we've now joined forces with the University of Arizona. They now own the property and the building, and they will carry it on in perpetuity.
And in the, you said they're recorded. Is there a place for people to watch those? Are they online somewhere, or are you just saving them for treasures?
We haven't gotten that far yet, but they should be, yeah. But we haven't gotten that far in the development of it. Right now, they're just being archived.
And when's your next performance there?
We'll put it on our
calendar. It's going to be just in a week or two from now. They can go to arizonafolklore.com, and the whole schedule is set up there. And they might want to see the Folklore Center, too. They'll be impressed. It's really a beautiful place.
Well, in case people think Ramsey Canyon is like, where is that? It's a really well-known place for the birding and for the outdoor wildlife.
It's a very famous canyon.
Wonderful place to visit.
It's just below Sierra Vista. We're about 6 miles below Sierra Vista. And up into this canyon, it's 5,300 feet elevation, and so it's nice and cool in the summer, and it doesn't get that cold in the winter. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Big spreading Arizona sycamores and cottonwood trees along the creek, and wildlife. It's beautiful.
So tell me, your heart is about keeping this going, and our children don't know. They're too busy on their computers and all that stuff, and to catch that big picture of where we came from and who we are as a people.
Yeah, I don't want to give the kids a bad rap on this. I think that we're not putting it before our children's eyes.
I would agree.
You know, Arizona history is no longer a required subject in the eighth grade in our lower grades anymore. In the fourth grade, you get just a very short segment of Arizona appreciation. And the children, you know, that has to be taught just like anything else in life, patriotism and love for your land and love for your state and love for your nation has to be taught. And it seems like we're just doing our best to weed all that stuff out.
Have you considered putting together like a little traveling thing for the schools? I'm thinking in the spirit, like Arizona Farm Bureau goes into the schools and presents.
I'd love to. The hardest part is getting that kind of stuff done.
Right,
you know?
Right. So maybe somebody will catch that vision.
Yeah,
going
I would
forward.
Love to work with somebody. If somebody would find an interest and want to use me or my music or somehow, I would love to do it. But I don't know how to put it together. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I'm throwing it out there for whoever's got the vision that's listening. That would really capture a kid's attention to have somebody come and play the guitar and talk
sure.
about all the wonderful
I've
things.
I've sung for hundreds of thousands of school kids, but it was years ago mm-hmm. when they had time for that stuff. Today, you have to beg to be able to go in and work free.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'd like to do for a few minutes here is give you a chance to, you had a little tribute for the veterans.
I do.
So let's do that, and then we'll kind of wrap up with how people can find more of you. Let's hear that veteran song.
Okay. Well, this is a song, the inspiration comes from real life, really. Yeah. There was a 12-year-old boy of a ranching buddy of mine. This kid was really a special kid and went to home school. And then when he got older, he went to town school and went to high school. And his social skills were not as good as the other kids. And he was kind of quiet and he wore a cowboy hat and boots and that sort of thing. The other kids were wearing cool stuff, you know. And so he suffered. He really did. And Then he went forward and served our nation. And, well, I won't tell you. I'll tell you the story.
You tell us in the song.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, they call him a redneck from Hereford, Arizona. They call him a kicker with a mind as narrow as a loading chute. He chews on a toothpick as he stands on the corner. In his Bailey U Rollit hat and his Tony Lama boots. Well, at 12 years old, he was busting Bronx. 16, he was a man. At 12, he could run that ranch as good as a daddy can, almost. The kids in town learned to hang around the beer and the hot dog stands. He's learned his worth of his space on earth, and he's known as a hell of a man. Well, he got a gun rack in the middle of the back of the window of his pickup truck. Wraps his knuckle round a big belt buckle that he won at a Bronco buck. There's a circle on his rump with a little flat bump where he's carrying a Copenhagen can. Though he seems kind of shy, got a steady to his eye that come from a living with the land. And they call him a redneck from Hereford, Arizona. They call him a kicker with a mind as narrow as a loading chute. He chews on a toothpick as he stands on the corner in his Bailey U Rollit hat and his Tony Lama boots. He was shouldering a gun when he turned 21 in the army out in old Beirut. Kissed his mama goodbye, made the cowgirls cry when they saw him in his soldier suit. He was sleeping in the sack when the terrorist attacked, in the dust and the bombs and the dirt. He'd have been just fine, but he heard the crying of a soldier who was wounded and was hurt. Well, he flew across the floor, kicked the hinges off the door, saw this Indian bleeding in the streets. As he grabbed him by the collar, you could hear him holler, "Let's get the hell out of here, Chief." They was hugging one another as he carried him to cover, with the bullets ricocheting round his feet. That cowboy and Indian became brothers in the Beirut heat. And they call him a redneck from Hereford, Arizona. They call him a kicker with a mind as narrow as a loading chute. He chews on a toothpick as he stands on the corner in his Bailey U Rollit hat and his Tony Lama boots. Well, they call him a redneck. I lost my headsets on the last line there. Yeah, he was a great kid, and you know, he there he was when he when the push came to shove, he was the guy that was went out and risked his own life to save a man of a different race. And I just think our veterans are just such wonderful people. I think that we need to really, really appreciate them, and not only treat them right with their medical needs and all of that, but I think that to respect our flag is something that we really need to do for our veterans and for our nation. There's been some confusion about that lately, and I think it needs to be corrected.
Yeah, and for Veterans Day too, you know, I'd like to see us do it all year round,
yep.
Not just during this holiday, but and not just as a day off or, you know, a parade. But it's serious business, and the families that are left behind to take care of, you know, if dad or mom is serving, to try to fill in the gaps of, you know, and raising kids, and it takes a toll on more than just the soldier. It's got a ripple effect. So just
and these people have defended our nation and kept it free. There's just no doubt about it. Without them, we would not be a free nation mm-hmm. today. A lot of people are not old enough to remember what that went through. By the way, I posted my dad's army uniform and his parade hat and his battle helmet out of World War I. I posted it on my website, my Facebook site.
Okay.
Yeah. So and I told a little bit about it. I think just we've had it so good for so long in this nation that it's hard for people to imagine what the blood that has been shed, the dedication to this nation that our men and women in uniform have given it for decades and decades and decades.
We take things a little bit for granted.
Well, you can find a link to Scrubby. It's DolanEllis.net. We posted a direct link on our quick links at our homepage. We posted on our Facebook page just to make it easy for listeners to find a great story about the tree on I-17 that is decorated every year for Christmas. Nobody knows who does it. Our state balladeer has wrote a song, and if you're just tuning in, he sung it earlier. You can get that song in the book that he wrote about the tree that he named Scrubby. You get the book and the CD, and
it's
like
a
you
nice
said,
little book too. It's got a beautiful red hardcover on it, and it's a hardcover book. It's really quality of paper and beautiful color in it.
When we talk about one way sharing Arizona history, this is something that you could do easily, and it's fun.
Fun, yep. Yeah. And also, Dolan's going to be performing. If you're in the area and like to hit the Desert Botanical Gardens for the Luminarios, you will be performing on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to pray for good weather.
Yes.
It's going to be
a
lot of fun.
It's a magic night if you haven't gone.
Yeah.